Jeff Butts was named the 2019 Indiana Superintendent of the Year earlier this month. WFYI's Carter Barrett sat down with Butts to discuss education challenges facing the state and his plans for the Wayne Township School District.
And then do you just want to tell me about when you heard the news that you were selected as Superintendent of the Year?
You know, I don't know that you can ever prepare yourself for accolades like that. I didn't become an educator to win awards. But to have your peers recognize your work and to recognize that you're making a difference is just humbling.
So now that you're in this position that sort of has, I think, a statewide look, what do you think is the biggest challenge that's facing Indiana schools?
Yeah, one of the things that is important for me is that we recognize that no matter what type of a school our children are in, they're all Indiana's children. And so we have to get away from this rhetoric of us versus them, of one school district versus another school district, to remember that we're all in this together. And if we're going to truly move our children forward, then we have to work together. You know, we know school safety right now is a significant issue. Mental health is a topic that's being discussed. Some of those things that are coming in that weren't issues before is critically important.
Yeah, and I think you touched on two topics that are really part of the statewide and, I mean, national conversation would be mental health and school safety.
Mm-hmm. That's something that I am extremely impassioned about, and this year have begun social and emotional learning programming targeted to our K-6 students. Our belief is that as we continue to help our students with a stronger social and emotional learning opportunity and to address some of those issues, they're going to be better adept to dealing with those situations as they get older. That social and emotional foundation that we're going to be giving them will help to address some of that.
So for somebody who might not be familiar with social and emotional learning, what does that look like?
It will look a little different for each one of our levels, but we're targeting 30 minutes a week for specific curriculum for our students to talk about different social and emotional components, and then embedding those components throughout the school day where they are appropriate. You know, how do we treat other people? How do we deal with situations of bullying? How do we work with feelings that we have and addressing those feelings? And who do we talk to when we have certain things going on in our lives? And how do we continue to improve our mental health? Because we can do some things individually to do that. And so some strategies that we can work with our students on that.
So what are your hopes going forward for your district? And
well, you know, this past year, the State Board of Education passed what's known as the graduation pathways. And looking at how we can help students with employability skills, we're continuing to look at what does that look like in junior high? What does that look like in the elementary school? So we have a curriculum in place that is helping them to work through those employability skills, resiliency, determination, grit, all those kinds of things that employers are saying, if our employees have these, we can teach them the other things, but we need for them to know that they need to be able to work independently or work with a group, that they need to have determination to finish the project, that they need to, you know, those types of things that we're hearing from employers. We continue to strive to make sure that our students not only are prepared for what lies out there today, but for what lies out there that we have no idea about. And if we think about that and think about what may exist 15, 20 years from now for the students that are sitting in our schoolhouses, it's mind-blowing. So we can't prepare our students for what exists today. We need to prepare them for what the possibilities are.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.